You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Have you ever stopped to think how serious it is to tell lies, even white lies? The Bible clearly teaches that God's holy wrath is directed against all types of lying.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and merciful Lord, in the days of Jeremiah the prophet, a spirit of deception was rampant in the land. Brother deceived brother. And now, O Lord, the situation in our own society seems very similar. Therefore, we implore you, let your changeless word be heard among the nations. Wipe out deception where it is present. Heal those who have embraced the terrible habit of lying. And grant unto all who turn to you in repentance the sin-atoning merits of your Son, Jesus. In His precious name we pray, amen. Nearly 1 year ago, a very interesting story appeared on the front page of the New York-based Wall Street Journal. This shocking news story revealed that students who attended a particular class at the Harvard University Business School were being taught how to lie. The professor teaching the course claimed this was done so that following graduation, students would be able to detect when they were being lied to. According to the news story, however, students from the class who were interviewed disagreed. They openly admitted that what they learned in school, they themselves would most likely practice on the job. Some may scoff at this story as irrelevant, a story so unimportant it hardly merits serious concern. The dramatic importance of this incident, however, can be realized only when one begins to contemplate the ultimate devastation such seeds of destruction could produce. According to surveys by the school itself, 19% of the top three officers of all Fortune 500 companies are graduates of the Harvard University School of Business. 14% of its alumni are presidents or chief executives of their firms. From this, it is overwhelmingly and painfully obvious that the fruits of lying and deception taught in the classroom could eventually be harvested at every level of business and industry. Many who read of this questionable activity, which took place in one of the most respected universities in the world, were no doubt shocked and even angered. It should, however, be no surprise. This incident only reflects a new wave of blatant lying, which is sweeping like terminal cancer throughout the United States and Canada. After doing extensive research on the subject, Cecilia Bach, who is ironically the wife of the president of Harvard, recently authored a book on the growing occurrence and the acceptance of lying. She said, "We lie too much. We lie unnecessarily. And the habit of lying tends to spread." One need not search long, nor even diligently, to observe the wholesale an increasing practice of lying both publicly and privately. Psychologist Gerald Jellison estimates that Americans tell 200 lies each day, including white lies and false excuses. Individuals who have overslept frequently arrive for work and lie that they have had car trouble. Wives lie to their husbands about the cost of clothes they just bought. Husbands lie to their wives about why they arrived home from work late. In the morning, young people lie to their parents about what they did the night before. As if that were not enough, some parents even teach their children to lie to their teachers in school. For many, lying and blatant deception has become so much a part of their lifestyle that it no longer seems wrong. It has become a sinful habit. Perhaps even you have lied so much that you no longer realize you are hurting others and offending a holy God. While many may be unconcerned about lying, or even encourage lying, Jesus reminds everyone that there will be a day of accountability. Listen to his words recorded in the Gospel of Matthew. "But I tell you," Jesus said, "that men will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken." For many of us, lying has become a way of life. However, when we realize that one lie, no matter how small or innocent it may seem, has the power to condemn us to the fiery pits of hell, despair becomes almost inevitable. When this happens, we must meditate on the encouraging words of St. Paul as he wrote to the Ephesians. St. Paul said, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." St. Paul then added, "Be kind and compassionate for one another, just as in Christ God forgave you." The great missionary and evangelist St. Paul reminds us that just as God's wrath and judgment are directed against all lying and deception, he is also a God of love and a God of grace. Because of his tremendous love, God waits to release from bondage all who turn to him in repentance. He will not only restore all who turn to him, but he will also give them the power needed to fight further temptations to lie. As you examine your own life, you may realize you have misled, hurt, or even ruined others through your lying. If this is something you have done, don't despair. You can avoid the punishment you deserve. Jesus Christ bled and died on the cross for the sin of your lying. The merits earned through his innocent death are available to you. When you repent of your sin and believe that the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross has the power to wash away your sins, God declares that you are righteous in his sight. Jesus is declared the sinner, the liar, and you are declared the innocent, the righteous. St. Paul explains it this way when he says, "God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." God not only forgives us, but also gives the power to fight the terrible temptation to lie. When wholesale lying is accepted as a way of life in any country, this is a sure sign that a nation is in deep and serious trouble. History itself reveals that any society which permits rampant deception cannot long endure. Nearly 600 years before Jesus was born, shortly before the nation of Judah was destroyed, God sent the prophet Jeremiah to warn the people of their wanton lying and sinfulness. The Lord, speaking through the prophet Jeremiah, said, "Beware of your friends. Do not trust your brothers. For every brother is a deceiver, and every friend a slanderer. Friend deceives friend, and no one speaks the truth. They have taught their tongues to lie. They weary themselves with sinning. You live in the midst of deception. In their deceit, they refuse to acknowledge me," declares the Lord. Here we find a prophet depicting a state of society in which the elementary bonds have been destroyed and suspicion has become the natural attitude even of a good man. Surely it is obvious that the nation of Judah was in trouble. Brothers deceived brothers, the element of simple trust without which any nation, large or small, can endure was missing. Unless the people would repent and change their ways, doom and destruction was inevitable. It was only a matter of time. The people did not turn from their ways, and destruction followed. How similar things are today. The element of trust, which is so basic to nations in the Western world, is rapidly eroding. An extensive survey conducted over the past decade revealed that confidence in government and industry has rapidly deteriorated. From 1966 to 1976, the proportion of the public answering yes to whether they had a great deal of confidence in people in charge of running major institutions dropped from 73% to 42% for medicine, for major companies from 55% to 16%, and for law firms from 42% to 12%. Most people realize that statistics can be cleverly manipulated and misinterpreted. In this case, however, the facts speak for themselves. Because of lying and deception, people are exhibiting less and less confidence in those companies, institutions, and individuals which occupy positions of prominence and leadership. Trust, which is the direct opposite of lying and deception, represents the mortar in the brick wall of society. When the mortar deteriorates, no matter how good the bricks might be, the wall crumbles under its own weight. In the same way, no matter how strong various facets of a nation may appear, when lying and deception replace trust, the society itself will crumble under its own weight. Signs of deterioration due to a lack of credibility have recently been clearly pointed out and documented even by many secular experts and institutions. One can only ask the question, is there any way that this destructive trend can be reversed? The answer, based on God's changeless and life-giving word, is absolutely yes. As he spoke to a crumbling Judah through Jeremiah the prophet, so also the Lord speaks words of grace to us today when he says, I am merciful, declares the Lord. I will not be angry forever. Only acknowledge your guilt. You have rebelled against the Lord your God. Return, faithless people. I will cure you of backsliding. Reversing a national destructive trend of lying and deception must begin with us as individuals. God is not asking us to confess the sins of our neighbors. He is asking you. He is asking me. He is asking everyone, as he speaks through his living and powerful word, to repent of the sin of lying and deception, including those terrible white lies and simple excuses. The only way the moral fiber of a nation can be restored is when the lives of individual citizens are changed by God's transforming power. The tragedy of lying is simply this. Whenever we lie, we mislead people. Those who are deceived and trust in the lie are destined for disappointment, certain despair, and possible destruction. Lies ruin relationships between individuals, between parents and children, and between husbands and wives. Lies wreck families, and lies have the capacity to destroy entire nations. It should be no surprise that lying has now become part of the accepted lifestyle of many people. The devil has convinced an increasing number of individuals that lying is not only permissible, but that in many situations, it is even beneficial. Is it any wonder that Jesus called the devil a liar and the father of lies? Instead of abandoning everyone in the devil's sea of deception, Jesus offered a remedy, an answer, a living hope. Jesus said, If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Through a living relationship with Jesus Christ, by faith, you can be free from the bondage and the power of the temptation to lie. Through his victorious death and resurrection, Jesus defeated the power of the father of lies, the devil. This victory can now be yours through faith in him. Other than the living and powerful life-giving word of God, there is no medicine, no philosophy, no method, nor any other power which can free us from the temptation and the bondage of occasional or even habitual lying. How true and encouraging the words of Jesus ring when with divine authority he says, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. At this point, you may be thinking, I don't understand how reading the Word of God can set anyone free. The answer is simply this. Jesus Christ himself is truth. Jesus said, I am the truth. Because he is the truth, his every word can be totally and simply trusted. In the midst of today's religious confusion, his word teaches clearly and simply who God is. His word reveals how God the Father sent his Son to suffer the punishment deserved by you and all others who lie. His word promises that all who repent of lying and other sins will be forgiven. Their sins will be remembered no more. The promise God gave Judah through Jeremiah is still true today. The Lord says, For I am merciful, declares the Lord. I will not be angry forever. Only acknowledge your guilt. You have rebelled against the Lord your God. Then the Lord continues by saying, For I will forgive their wickedness, and I will remember their sins no more. Did you tell the truth when you filed your last income tax return, or did you lie? If you are a young person listening to this program today, let me ask you a personal question. During the last several days or weeks, have you lied or deceived your parents about anything at all? Have you ever told a white lie? Has simple lying become a sinful habit in your life? If it has, turn to your Lord in repentance. Tell him you are sorry you have greatly offended him and hurt others. When you do, God will impart to you the forgiveness earned by Jesus. Jesus, who is the truth, will become yours by faith, and you will be free. Amen.